for ladies, for those who attain Dhammakaya already. You become the purer and purest Dhammakaya. Focus attention to the center of the brighter, purer, and more refined Dhammakaya. Stop still at the center of the newly purer, larger, and more radiant until you reach the purest. Stop still at the center. Uncountable number of the purer and purest Dhammakaya become yours until you feel detached from the whole world and from happiness of absorption. Your purest Dhammakaya will appear in Nirvana, where enlightened Dhammakaya of Lord Buddha is seen sitting on a throne surrounded by enlightened Dhammakaya of saints are seen sitting on Draupadi's stall around enlightened Dhammakaya of Lord Buddha. You focus attention to the center of enlightened Dhammakaya of Lord Buddha, which means your Dhammakaya be at the same center of enlightened Dhammakaya of Lord Buddha. Stop still at the center of the center until uncountable number of enlightened Dhammakaya of Lord Buddha become yours, until you reach primordial Buddha. Go on with the same procedure. You wish that your purest state of mind of Dhammakaya be with primordial Buddha. Focus attention to the center. Uncountable number of primordial Buddhas become yours. That means purify your elements to be the purest state of mind. And you may observe the sub-primordial Buddhas in front of each other and existing at the right side, the rear, the left, around each other, countless in number, become more and more radiant and purer, as well as the primordial Buddhas. Go on with this procedure until you reach the purest state of mind. For Angela, if you feel that you reach the purest state of mind, and even the other lady, you may help to purify our human being's world by make a wish that the sensual world be at the center of your Dhammakaya. Extend your supernatural vision to see all around. Stop still at the center of the center and wish that the purest primordial Buddha appear, melting all world beings to be pure. As primordial Buddha and sub-primordial Buddhas, uncountable numbers around. And then you wish that the center of Brahman world and then formless Brahman world and then human being world again to be at your center of Dhammakaya. And then you wish that countless in number of the purest primordial Buddhas purified by melting all world beings to be purer and purer and the purest as much as you can. And finally, concentrate on our human beings' world, including your country, and then Thailand, and especially our temple. You wish that uncountable number of primordial Buddhas become melting all world beings to be purer and purer and the purest, as well as the sub-primordial Buddhas around to do the same thing. Pay much more attention to our world, human being world, including your country and Thailand, and then our temple, to be as superior and as the purest, as well as primordial Buddhas who's surrounded by sub-primordial Buddhas. All right, go on with this procedure. Just do it as what you can do. And finally, we got to purify ourselves. That is the most important. And try to help the others as what we can do. for ladies, the main thing is to purify your own self by stopsil at the center of the center of the pure and the purest Dhammakaya. Until uncountable number of your pure and purest Dhammakaya become yours and appearing in Nirvana, you wish that your purest Dhammakaya attached to the center of enlightened Dhammakaya of Lord Buddha. Which is seen sitting on the throne, surrounded by enlightened Dhammakaya of saints who are seen sitting on Draupadi's tall, uncountable number. Stop till at the center of the center of enlightened Dhammakaya of Lord Buddha until uncountable number of enlightened Dhammakaya of Lord Buddha become yours, until you reach primordial Buddha. Focus attention to the center of the center of the primordial Buddhas. Who is seen sitting on Draupadi's tall, very huge and very pure, very radiant. Focus attention to the center of the center until uncountable number of primordial Buddhas purify yourself. You feel that you become all the whole element of primordial Buddhas, the purest state of mind. And you may see uncountable number of sub-primordial Buddhas all around be purer and purer as the same. That is the main point. You are going to purify yourself at the purest state of mind. For Angela, you know how to purify the three worlds. You may help to do that by wish that the center of the central world be at your center of Dhammakaya. After you feel you are the purest state of primordial Buddha, and extend your supernatural vision to see all around, and wish that a new uncountable number of the purer and purest primordial Buddhas purify all world beings surrounded by sub-primordial Buddhas until you feel that the center of the primordial Buddha be at the center of Nirvana and also be at the center, the same center of the world beings. Those are the central world and or celestial world and Brahman world, formless Brahman world. Melt all of those worlds just to be the purer and purest primordial Buddhas surrounded by sub-primordial Buddhas to be purer and purer and the purest, and then wish that just only the human being will be at your center again, also your country, and then Thailand and this temple to be the same center of primordial Buddhas You wish that primordial Buddhas melt or purify these world beings to be pure from passions, over cravings, ignorance, and or delusions, to have purer and purest mind and action and speech, which will bring individual peace and become the world peace more and more with the purer and purer minds of those world beings to be at the same state, if possible, of primordial mind and elements, also sub-primordial Buddhas all around, to be the same center. And then pay most attention to our temple, our monks, our people, our projects, to be pure with the right wisdom and prosperity without problems and sufferings forever. Go on with this procedure and then just purify yourself to the purest state of mind in Nirvana again. for both ladies. Purify yourself to the pure state of mind and tonight I will advise you to contemplate the physical body to see as they naturally are. Those are impure, be impermanent and suffering and non-self. By focusing your attention, the whole attention, on the whole supernatural vision of all body to be at the center of the crude human being sphere. Focus attention to the center of the crude human being sphere, center of the center. And then you wish that your supernatural vision to be extended all over the human beings. And wish that you see all parts of body in the same color, the same size, and even the same naturally smell. Then focus attention to see each organ, beginning at some hair upon your skin of the head. Take a look carefully. You will see that the hair on the skin of the head be all impure. We got to watch and clean them all the time. And they become naturally changed, become gray, that means be naturally impermanent, subject to change. And then fall out that means be impermanent or suffer. And all of those hair which already fallen from your head become nothing or non-self to be destroyed. No really possessor, namely non-self. You may take a look from that part, skin of your head, to see your skull, your brain. Even every part in the mouth, the ears, the eyes, be all impure, be impermanent, suffer. That means cannot stay forever, cannot be exist forever, namely suffering. And then become non-self of anybody. You observe downward to the center of the body. Extend your supernatural vision to see all around of your organs, you will see each organ is impure. Nothing lovely. Be impermanent, subject to change. Suffer for cannot exist forever. Change little by little. Some of them change sooner or later. And then be destroyed, especially finally by death. Become non-self of anybody. Because all over body and mind, namely I or you or they or we, are compound things which subject to change, cannot be existing forever, namely suffering, and finally be disappear for being destroyed one by one. And finally, the whole body and mind be dead, be died, and become non-self of anybody. And then you imply these to each people of the world, whether human beings, celestial beings, Brahman beings, and formless Brahman beings, have the same characteristics. That is, subject to change, be impermanent for being suffering, and then be destroyed, and non-self. But now you find that the non-compound things, which is the purest state of mind in Nirvana, beginning from the enlightened Dhammakaya of Lord Buddha and saints, in all Nirvana, up to primordial Buddhas and sub-primordial Buddhas, uncountable number, whose body and mind become non-compound for being the purest state of mind, and become the purest elements, which are all permanent, with supreme happiness, and existence forever. This is what we should find out to see, to be, and or to become, as you are doing, until to become permanently, forever. So you purify yourself to the very state of mind, and now you wish that the whole universe be at your center of purest Dhammakaya. Extend your supernatural vision to see all over the universe, and extend your loving kindness and merits you have done from the past up to the present to all well beings or all sentience, whether human beings, celestial beings, Brahman and formless Brahman beings, and also world beings in suffering worlds, such as animals of all kinds, all size, hell beings, hungry ghost, and demons. And then make a wish that you purify yourself to the utmost or the purest state of mind, and wish that Lord Buddha and primordial Buddhas bless all of us to lead our peacefully and happy life with right wisdom and prosperity, without sufferings and problems forever. Nipana Pachayo Hotu Sapphe Putta Palapata Pacheka Nanjayang Palang Arahanta Nanjate Che Narakang Panta Misapaso Te Atalata Sukita Virunha Putasasane Aroka Sukita Hota Saha Sapphe Yatipi Pavatu Sapamangalang Rakantu Sapatevata Sapaputanu Pavina Sapatamanu Pavina Sapasankanu Pavina Satasuti Pavantu De Graprata Tri Pompromkan Arahang Samma Sambhuto Pakawa Putang Pakawantang Apiwa Temi Sawakato Pakawata Tamo Tamang Namatsami Supatipano Pakawato Sahawakasangko Sangkhang Namami